Digital Data Bytes. Hi everyone, this is Neha, your podcast host, and we bring you a brand new episode of Denodo Data Bytes. Please welcome our guest on the show today, Mr. Ravi Shankar, who is the Senior Vice President and Chief Marketing Officer here at Denodo. We have an interesting episode in store for you this week. We will be talking about how one of our customers, Estes Express Lines, improved logistics, increased customer satisfaction, and reduced labor costs using logical data management. Before we begin today's discussion, a quick introduction about Ravi. Ravi has been responsible for Denodo's global marketing efforts, including product marketing, demand generation, communications, and partner marketing. Ravi has more than 25 years of experience in marketing leadership from enterprise software leaders such as Oracle and Informatica. Welcome back to our series, Ravi. So before we start today's discussion, can you walk us through your background in tech?
Thank you, Neha. It's good to be back again on the show. My background has been both spanning technology as well as the business side. I was a developer early on in my career. Soon after, I graduated with an engineering degree in computer science. And after receiving my MBA, I switched over to the business side and have been handling marketing for the last 25 years.
Thank you, Ravi. So let's jump right into a conversation then. So I recently read an article in the Wall Street Journal featuring one of our customers, Estes Express Lines, about how they reduced the burden of data collection for their truckers. So I would like to get your thoughts on how they accomplished it. But before we jump into the details of the story, can you please tell us a little bit about Estes Express?
Sure, Neha. So Estes Express Lines is the largest privately owned freight transportation provider. They are based here in Richmond, Virginia. They were actually founded back in 1931. So they have been around for the last 90 plus years. And so they have been around for a very long time. They are a major operation. They have about 10,000 drivers, about 8,500 tractors, about 34,000 trailers, and they make about 50,000 deliveries a day. So all these make up for a very huge, complex operation to manage from a logistics perspective.
Wonderful. So moving forward, what were some pain points that they experienced?
There were a lot of them, as they articulated their CIO in the Wall Street Journal. Before I kind of talk about their pain points, we are a consumer in the sense we actually receive packages from many different providers like Amazon, for example, and we are curious about when our packages will arrive. So we want up-to-the-minute information, and if we are shipping packages, we want to know when our packages are going to be picked up, and as the package is moving through, we want to understand where in the delivery process it is and if it has been delivered. And all in addition, we want to know if the package has been delivered intact or it has been damaged. So there are a lot of things that go into this logistics business. Now, a lot of the being able to make this information to the customers and is the data is the core part of that. And the key challenge at the Estes Express Lines was that the truck drivers were complaining about the taking on the burden of the data entry. As you might have seen, when your package is delivered by Amazon, by the FedEx and so on, they actually sometimes get your signature on their mobile device, they take a picture, and then they upload it to their system so that you get a text message saying that you have actually your package has been delivered and it has been placed here. So you get all this information, and the truckers are at the forefront of generating a lot of this information so that the packages can be tracked. And clearly, they did not sign up for it. Okay, so it was very clear in that article in the Wall Street Journal, the truckers basically said, I'm here to basically drive the truck, and I'm not a data entry clerk. So this was an important problem for Estes Express to basically solve. And also, the customer service representatives were unable to provide up-to-the-minute information to the customers who are wanting to know where the packages are in the delivery process. The problem here was that the paperwork was very voluminous for all these people to be able to manage across the truckers, across the data entry operators. Sometimes the truckers have to take pictures and send it in, and they would, Estes Express would have data entry operators in the back end who would take that information, scan it, or sometimes type it into the systems. So there was a lot of work that was actually going on. And while this information takes time to bring them all together and integrate them, the customer service reps were not able to provide the up-to-the-minute information to the customers who called to find out where the package is. So they were facing a lot of these problems that caused frustration for the drivers, caused frustration for the customers. So they had to do something to solve this problem.
So what were the reason for these pain points? Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, usually these business problems are like the tip of the iceberg, and they're rooted in some technology problems underneath. As you know, the businesses these days are all digitized, right? So there is technology powering the business from end-to-end process, and usually the root cause lies within the technology that is bubbling all the way up to the business side. So in this case, the truckers were doing a lot of the manual data entry work. For example, you as a customer, when you actually ship a package, it could be a letter or a parcel, you have to fill out something called a bill of lading, in which you have to declare who it is getting shipped from you, who it is going to, the phone number, the address. You need to estimate the size of the package, the weight of the package, the contents of the package. So you have to enter all that information in. Now, that is in a manual piece of paper that gets stuck to the top of the package. And then when the package is picked up by the truckers, they also duplicate this information. They have to now enter it within a device, because the information that you entered is on a paper. Now they have to enter that into a device. So they become data entry clerks entering or duplicating this information into the system so it can be electronically captured. So, and also the customer service representatives were not able to, as I mentioned, provide the up-to-the-minute information to their customers who are wanting to know where the packages are, simply because the technology to integrate this information across the different touch points. Sometimes some truckers might type it in, some truckers might take a picture of that and then, you know, send that picture in. Then there are data entry clerks in the back end that are entering that information. It takes a lot of manual work in different systems to get them all together, curated, create that single unified view, and make it available in real time to the customer service reps who can provide that information to the customers. And this all leads to, you know, the data being siloed because it's all stored in different systems which are in different locations. Some of them could be on-premises in the data center. Some could be in the cloud. And the lack of ability to unify this information means there is no holistic view of the packages, right? The one system contains where the package was basically picked up. Another one contains information about how it is being transported. A third one about the delivery system. There's no integrated view of that information. And also the IT team is the one that needs to solve the technology, and they were getting burdened by the business teams because all of them were asking for the integrated information all the way from customer service reps to the executives who want to know about these packages being moved. And I mentioned the volume of packages that they deliver in a day. It's about 50,000 packages a day. So multiply it. It's just a situation that cannot be easily managed. So underlying the business problems are a lot of the technology problems related to the, how the data was stored and processed and integrated.
So then how did Estes Express, you know, like manage their data integration and data management issues that they were having? How did they solve these problems that they faced?
They employed something, a new concept called a digital twin. What that means is that they want to emulate what is happening out in the real world as the trucker picks up the package, drives that in the trucks, and then delivers the package. They had a digital representation of that within their company on their computers to simulate and emulate the way this is being delivered and identify areas of chokehold and see how they can improve them along the different touch points, so that way they can deliver a seamless experience to the customer and also to the drivers. And that required integrating the data from multiple different systems and provide a unified view of that information to the truckers, to the customer service representatives, to the executives, and so on. So for that, they used a logical data management platform, which was Denodo. And rather than physically move the data from all these different systems and mash them up into a single repository or a storage system, they use the logical approach, which dictates leaving the data wherever it is, but connect to the data across these different systems and bring them together and create that unified view. Now, when the data is actually coming in, they could be coming in different formats. So remember, I told you that sometimes they take pictures, sometimes they type it in. So it is some of the data is in a structured format, some of it is an unstructured format. You need a way to be able to integrate all of them and provide a canonical, unified format that the business users can understand. So the logical data management has the ability to not only integrate the data across these different locations, but also to create that unified format across the structured, unstructured ones. And also, there's one more angle to this data, which is the latency. Some of this data could be real time, like when the trucker enters the information and clicks the send, it automatically comes into the data center. But if the data is written on a piece of paper and needs to be handed over to the data entry clerk for it to be entered back in, that's something that is delayed. So the data comes at sometimes in real time, sometimes it is very slow. So all of these need to be accounted as well. So they use the logical data management platform to be able to integrate the data across locations, formats, and the different latency. And they were able to automate all this process of getting the unified view of the packages and be able to deliver that to the business users in a very short amount of time. So when they did the proof of concept using testing this technology out, they were able to do this within a 6-week timeframe from end to end to be able to use the logical data management as a digital twin and be able to provide that integrated information to their business users.
That's very interesting. That's great to know, Ravi. So what were some benefits that they realized by solving these problems?
So if you look at the Wall Street Journal and the CIO basically tells that they saved about 10% in labor and infrastructure costs. And given the size of their operation, I would assume that amounts to millions of dollars every day. And they, in addition to the cost savings, they also increase the customer satisfaction. So now when you as a customer want to see various packages and you call into the call center, they are able to get to this unified information in one location rather than having to go to 3 different systems and be able to immediately tell you where the package is and when it will be delivered. So they were able to measure the sentiments of the customers by using a third-party company. And they reported that the customer satisfaction increased after they put the logical data management platform in. Also, they improved the efficiency of the data. So the data, they were able to, one, reduce the duplication effort. So the truckers no longer have to enter the information. They improved the accuracy of the data. Sometimes, like when you scan the information that gets converted through OCR into textual format, sometimes the data entry person creates a mistake. Now they were able to reduce all of that because the data management platform manages a single view of that information, and also getting the data to the customer service reps. So the package is picked up today and the customer calls later in the evening, they will be able to immediately address and tell where the package is and when it will be delivered without having to wait for a day or two for that information to be entered and manually integrated. So they were able to improve the time to data for their customer service reps. And lastly, they in the logistics business, so they essentially improved the logistical operations. So I told you the truckers don't have to enter the duplicate information anymore. So that made the truckers happy. It made the customers happy. As I mentioned, their scores went up, and also their IT teams and internal employees, everybody were happy because they were improved the efficiency of the process and they saved the cost and increased the speed. So what more do you want from a business perspective?
Of course, that's very true. So my last question for you is, what are some key takeaways from the story according to you?
Sure. So to me, the key aspect is that data is going to be everywhere. Data is everywhere. So it's going to reside in the mobile devices of the truckers. It is going to reside in the computers of the of Estes Express lines. Data is going to be everywhere. And we need to embrace the fact that the data is going to be distributed. There is no way to get all the data into one single physical location. So we need to, first of all, accept the fact that we live in a distributed data world. And the second thing is, so the data is distributed, but how do you unify it? There are multiple approaches, but to me, the most efficient approach is the logical integration, which means you connect with the data wherever it is, rather than trying to physically move all the data and into a central location and mash them all up. That takes time, that creates duplication, replication, increases the cost, not only from the storage of the data, but also the amount of manual work that is needed to handle all that. And the data keeps changing all the time. So it is not something that you can keep up. And lastly, to me, using the logical data management in a distributed data world solves real business problems, like the way the one that we saw in the Estes Express lines. And even though we tend to think of it as a technical when we say the word data integration, but ultimately it's a solution to a real business problem.
Very true, Ravi. So this was indeed a very wonderful article by Wall Street Journal. And it was really interesting knowing the customer side of things and, you know, how like we usually talk about Denodo and it's the benefits and then the functionality of our product. But then it's always good to know the other side of the story, how it benefits the customer. So thank you for talking to us about logical data management and how it benefited Estes Express. And now we have a quick Q&A round for you. So just like last time, are you ready to begin?
All right, let's go for it.
So what is one aspect of your work that you find really interesting?
To me, I would say it is the team. Working with a smart team is basically what makes my day-to-day work pretty interesting and worthwhile. I always imagine myself as a coach, but I'm not the one who gets in the field and plays the game. It is my team that actually does that. And I have to rely on them. And working with a very smart team, they are able to find innovative solutions. There are problems everywhere, but they are able to translate that to solutions in the field and solve them in the most efficient way and deliver the results.
Great to hear, Ravi. And we're also lucky to have such a great leader leading us and helping us with realizing our potential. So that's really wonderful to know. And my last question for today is, tell me about one most influential person in your life and how they've impacted.
I wouldn't say it's one most influential person. And a lot of people would answer this some celebrity or some really big person. To me, I derive influence from everyday people, some ordinary people. I'm a news buff, so I listen and read a lot of news. And I hear stories on a day-to-day basis, how somebody who came out of a coma and ran a Boston Marathon, that accomplishment in and of itself, just even for a regular person to run a Boston Marathon, you need to qualify with a certain timing. There was another case where a kid with autism actually delivered the recording of in the train station about the trains coming and leaving. There was another case where the daughter, unknown to even the father, she donated a kidney because the father was about to die. He was not able to get a kidney and she kind of stepped in to do that and he didn't even know that the kidney was from her. So these are like ordinary people stepping into extraordinary acts at the time that it is needed. That's what influences me.
Celebrating everyday heroes. That's a wonderful outlook. So thank you so much, Ravi. Always a pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you, Neha.
And a quick message to our listeners. If you enjoyed this episode, please head over to www.denodo.com/podcast to find out more resources on all things data.